Hey guys, welcome back to the First 30 podcast and devotional. My name is Bobby McGraw. We have certainly enjoyed journeying with you. Now we're on day 14. And so for some of you, maybe you haven't caught all 14 days. I want to encourage you to go back and catch up on them. You can read the entries or you can listen to them or you can do both. But our hope is they would be helpful, that they would add value to you, that they would be a great way to start the first 30 days of this semester. Well, I told you a few days ago that I wasn't a great student. Really, in middle school and high school, I just didn't see the point. I just wanted to work. I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to hang out. I really didn't get the big idea of why education was so important. That's why we've titled today, What You Don't Know Might Hurt You, because the truth is, it really could hurt you. Going through life without paying attention to what you're learning, how you're growing could really hurt you. And so for me, middle school and high school, I couldn't care much about it. But something changed in college. I started thinking about, part of it was I started thinking about what Jesus said. Do you remember this? In Luke chapter 10, there's this guy that's an expert in the law. So he knows the first five books of the Old Testament backwards and forward. Well, this guy steps forward and he asks this question. He says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And I don't know what he was expecting, but my guess is he didn't expect what Jesus responded with. Jesus answers in Luke 10:27, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength," and listen to this last phrase, "and with all of your mind." See, an important part of loving God includes not just your heart, not just your soul, but it does include your mind. And so in college, I started thinking about that. I started thinking about what does that mean to honor God with my mind? And here's what I came to. When you think about that, when you think about honoring God with your mind, education takes on a whole new significance. It really does. When you think part of loving God is loving God with my mind, education begins to matter. Education becomes valuable. And my hope is it'll change the way that you view education as well. And my hope is that you will do something similar, that you'll begin to say, "I'm going to honor the Lord with my mind. I'm going to make my education count." Well, here's a few tips that I found helpful along the way. And the first one is this. My hope for you is that you'll commit to being a lifelong learner. Now, I know that you know a lot. I know that you're bright. I know that you're sharp. I know that you're unique. But recognize that no matter how much you know, you still don't know it all. You don't. No matter how old you are, no matter how gifted you are, no matter, you know, just how intelligent you are, you still don't know it all. And so my encouragement is to always keep learning, always keep growing. When you do this, you can actually do this in such a way that God gets the credit, that God gets the glory. So never quit learning. My encouragement is to create a rhythm in your schedule that allows you to keep learning and to keep growing, for you to consume helpful content. Two of the biggest ways that I do this is by reading books and listening to podcasts. Now, a lot of people say, "Well, I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to do that." But honestly, I do a lot of this in what I call net time, N-E-T time, no extra time. And so often I'm listening to audiobooks when I'm on the treadmill or when I'm in traffic or wherever I'm at. I'm listening to podcasts. And so maybe for you, you don't need to add podcasts and books to the mix right now. Maybe for you, a first step would be to say, this semester, I'm going to take these 3, 4, 5 subjects that I have, these classes that I have, and I'm going to be all in. I'm going to do the coursework. I'm going to read. I'm going to study. And so my encouragement is inside of school, outside of school, always be learning something. Be a lifelong learner. Number two, second tip is live out your faith with intentionality. The classroom and the campus are the perfect place to live out your faith. I think some people get tripped up, especially their freshman year. Those first 30 days are so critical. So many get tripped up because they think, well, it doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what I do on campus. It doesn't matter what I do in class. It doesn't matter what I do on the weekends. Often, when you go off to school, especially if you moved away, those first 30 days are critical because you have massive amounts of freedom and limited amounts of accountability. Well, I just want to remind you that no matter where you're at, close to home or far away, you are always in the spotlight and you are always on a stage. Think about that. You are always in the spotlight and you are always on a stage. In other words, people are always watching. They are. It matters what you say. It matters what you do, not just in the big moments, even in the little moments, even those little conversations in the classroom, even those little hangout opportunities on the weekend. You are always in the spotlight and you're always on a stage. Now, I'm not saying you have to pretend to be something you're not. I'm not saying you have to be uber spiritual and you have to be some crazy Old Testament prophet guy that's always going off on people. I'm just saying figure out how to authentically live out your faith and be ready to share your faith with intelligence. Just live it out. Just take what God has done in you and allow Him to do it through you. Don't leave your faith at home. Don't check out of all that God has done in your life up until this point. Live out your faith with intentionality. So number one, be a lifelong learner. Number two, live out your faith with intentionality. Number three, build your credibility. Build your credibility. Education is a great platform for building your credibility. In many ways, this is a season of preparation. One of my favorite passages is in Matthew when Jesus has the Sermon on the Mount. And in Matthew chapter 7, as he's wrapping it up, it says in verses 28 and 29, it says, "And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." Well, what separated Jesus' teachers from all these other leaders? One word, credibility. Now, obviously, Jesus' authority came from the Heavenly Father, but his teaching carried weight because of his credibility. Jesus knew what he was talking about. He had a level of confidence, and his character was unquestionable. He didn't just know it, but he lived it out. And I think these are two qualities you can be building even now in the season of life you're in, competence and character. These are two hallmarks of people who end up having massive amounts of influence in their life. This is the season where you can know your stuff, you can know what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. And so number three is to build credibility. And the last one is this, number four, challenge yourself and work with excellence. Man, consistently perform with excellence. Listen to what King Solomon said back in Proverbs 22, verse 29. He says, "Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men." Man, excellence is the gap between average and exceptional. It's the ability to exceed expectations and to consistently deliver superior quality. When you develop habits of excellence, you gain massive amounts of influence and you begin to stand out from the crowd. And so I want to encourage you, cultivate excellence in your life. Be a person of excellence that challenges themselves. Some ways to do that, one is through consistency. Aristotle said, excellence is not an act, it's a habit. Man, when we build excellence in our life, we're not hit and miss performers. We are people that repeatedly demonstrate competency that gains credibility, which paves the way to massive amounts of influence. So consistency. Another piece of excellence is improvement. Legendary basketball coach Pat Riley defines excellence this way. He says, "The gradual result of always striving to be better." I love that, that part of excellence is that consistency and to say, I'm going to consistently strive to get better. I'm going to keep growing. And the third piece of that is going the extra mile. Literally to say, I'm going to go beyond average. I'm going to be counted upon to do not just what's expected, but to go the extra mile, to do more than I'm asked. Man, I'm telling you, this season you're in, it's incredible. It can shape the rest of your life. And so my encouragement is don't see education as a blip on the radar. Don't see it as a distraction. See it as a season that God can use to do something powerful in you and through you. Man, I hope you have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another part of the First 30.